answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Can obviously speak for the president, who is quite possibly the strongest supporter of the Save America Act, which, as you know, would require proof of citizenship to register to vote. It would require proof of identification, a photo identification before casting a ballot. And it would also ensure that there are exceptions made. I think that's what you're alluding to with these conversations with House Republicans, for reasonable requests, of course, for our military, for individuals who are disabled and cannot make it to the polls. Those are reasonable, common sense things that I believe House Republicans are discussing amongst themselves. But as for the president, he's been very clear. He wants House Republicans and Democrats, too, if they were politically wise, to pass this legislation, for the Senate to pass it, to send it to the president's desk so it can be signed into law.
That is Karoline Leavitt of the White House making it clear that this is what the president wants. This is what we should want, all of us, for our nation, so we can have a free, fair election. In the meantime, the Republicans are getting a little concerned about just the turnout coming up in these midterm elections. I'm going to get into that in more detail. And, of course, the other issue facing us is Trump signaling we could have something happen with Iran within the next 10 days, which says could be this weekend. Not saying it is, but it could be. I'm going to spend more time on that later in this hour. I spent a lot of it in the first hour as well. And I remind you that if you miss any part of Larry Connors USA, everything is put up as a podcast when the program is complete. How do you find the podcast? First of all, anywhere you have your podcast source you go to, Larry Connors USA, we will be there. I would like you to use, but you're free to do it the way you want, News Talk STL, where you'll find it, or LarryConnorsUSA.com. And I'll remind you, if you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, you can sign up and we will send it to you on a daily basis. Cost you nothing, obviously. And we do not share and certainly don't sell any information you provide that we need, such as your email address. We need minimum information. But it's there for you and your mailbox the next day. So you can listen as you choose. And I remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video, live streaming video as we are on the air, which means like right now, you go to News Talk STL Rumble, we're there live for you. Or you go to Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. I also want to take a moment to remind you that next Tuesday is the State of the Union Address. It airs at 8 o'clock, right after we finish Larry Connors USA next Tuesday. We will switch so you can hear the entire presidential State of the Union address for 2026. And reminding you of the Missouri Lincoln Day is underway this weekend in Springfield. And you want to take part in that? Well, we want you to do that. And reminding you that our host, Speaker Tim Jones, Chris Arps, that have the program right ahead of us, they will be in Springfield for the Lincoln Day event, and I really encourage you to go to News Talk STL, check it out, and see if you'll be able to go down there and take part in that. I said this weekend, I meant next weekend. Boy, this month is flying past, and I'm kind of rushing it even more. With Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get missed dates. Well, that's not what I meant to say, but it's a fact. You're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education, such as Larry can't read a map. I mean, I have no excuse other than this being stupid. And you can't fix stupid. I've just had to live with it. But I appreciate you allowing me a little mercy. I do appreciate it. But what we're watching as we move toward the midterms, of course, is what's going to happen, how that's going to affect moving forward into the general election when it won't be Trump running again. I know the leftists will tell you he's going to become king. He will run another time. He's not going to. But he is, in fact, running whoever is heading the party at that point. They're on his coattail of what he's accomplished. And we'll get into that. And the same applies to the midterm. His name appears nowhere on any of the midterm elections. But every member of Congress, all 435 House members and a third of the Senate, those tied to Trump, that's part of their record as well. If you like what Trump's been doing, and that Republican, or I should say that legislator, may not be a Republican, has been supporting him in the points of interest to you and benefiting you, your family, our nation, Trump is therefore on the ballot. And one of the things Trump has been doing is trying to get us back to full energy independence, and yet we still have the leftists out there pushing for whatever we can, shut down coal mines. We don't want to do anything that's going to make us do better. Well, Caroline Leavitt of the White House says, pay attention to what the blue states are doing when it comes to energy.
Well, the president has promised all Americans across the country, and in particular in the Northeast, where we do face much higher costs of electricity and of energy, unfortunately, because of the Democrat policies in the area. From the federal government's perspective, the president and the National Energy Dominance Council, Secretaries Wright and Burgum, are doing all we can when it comes to federal permitting. The drill, baby, drill agenda is obviously underway. The president has made a huge push for more fossil fuels in this country. You look at what he did last week with respect to coal. Coal truly keeps the lights on in this country. We learned that in the recent winter storms. However, there's only so much that can be done at the federal level. That's why the president has called on blue state governors to participate in this energy dominance agenda, including governors in New England and the Northeast, by contacting Governor Hochul directly to get this Constitution pipeline underway. This is not only going to bring down the cost of energy in the Northeast, it's also going to support job growth and energy affordability and more opportunity for workers in the Northeast. And I just have a quick statistic here on energy that I found fascinating, and it's obviously true because I'm saying it up here. Red states with Republican legislatures currently enjoy lower average retail electricity prices than blue states with Democrat legislatures. And that's exactly why the president is calling on all blue state governors across New England and the Northeast to get on board. Let's bring prices down for all Americans, whether they live in a red or a blue
state. I don't
care
if you are a leftist loony. Do you want to pay more for energy? Do you want to have a chance where maybe there's not enough energy to go around? Do you want brownouts that suddenly when you want your air conditioning to work in the heat of the summer, you're told you have to shut it down, or we'll shut it down for you, like they do in California and other areas, rotating brownouts? All of these are critical to our nation. Who would want to do anything other than that? Idiots. Leftist idiots. Speaking about California, as you well know, the Newsom cannot run again. And it probably just as well, his ranking, approval ranking, is at 44%, 45% disapproving of him. And Democrats being polled, 53% of those being surveyed, 53 of Democrats say they're thinking about leaving the state because of the high cost of living and everything they've done to that state in the name of leftist Joe Biden and other policies. Then we have the Republicans, 12 announced candidates, and Republican Steve Hilton, previously Fox News, he's apparently got about 38%, another one, Chad Bianco, at 37%. According to the Emerson pollster, Hilton picks up a plurality of independent voters at 22% and adds that Democrat voters have not yet nearly coalesced around one candidate. In other words, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Undecided leads the race with a plurality of 21.2%. But undecided's not actually on the ballot. Steve Hilton continues to move forward.
Today we're announcing our first findings since we got to work in CalDoge just a couple of weeks ago. And here it is. It's a classic. the Democrats are taking hundreds of millions of dollars, $370 million we've tracked so far, from the cannabis tax that voters passed as an initiative, that the money that comes from taxes from cannabis sales is supposed to go for substance abuse help, instead is being siphoned off to Democrat political front organizations in hundreds of tiny grants that are hard to track for things like voter registration. Nothing to do with substance abuse. This is exactly what happens. Money that is supposed to be for one purpose, to help the public, siphoned off into a Democrat slush fund to help entrench their political power. We saw it with FireAid, $100 million there. Supposed to help fire victims, ended up going into things like voter registration, exactly as we are detailing here today.
You give them a chance to have money, the leftists, the loonies, they're going to spend it where they want, not where it's needed, not where it's been promised to go. Same thing like in New York City, Mondami saying, we may have to raid the New York City public workers' pension plan. How would you like that? This is money you worked hard all your life to put into your pension plan. Now they might go in there and raid the plan. So when you go to apply for your pension, you're going to get, if you get anything, way less than what you should. You know how to tell when leftists are losing? They pull out the race card. And it happened yesterday in a White House press briefing as a leftist reporter flashed the race card.
Yesterday in his statement about Jesse Jackson, the president said, despite the fact that I'm falsely and consistently called a racist by the scoundrels and lunatics on the radical left, Democrats all, it was always my pleasure to help Jesse along the way. Where or when does the president believe he's been falsely called racist?
You're kidding, right? I will pull you plethora of examples. I'm going to get my team in that room to start going through the internet of radical Democrats throughout the years, Ed, who have accused this president falsely of being a racist. And I'm sure there's many people in this room and on network television across the country who have accused him of the same. In fact, I know that because I've seen it with my own eyes. And the president very much looks forward to having a event later this afternoon at 3 p.m. to celebrate Black History Month and to talk about how his policies are advancing opportunity and prosperity for all Americans through record tax cuts, through the Trump accounts that all Americans can access regardless of race. These are a great thing for the next generation of Americans. The president has also awarded hundreds of millions of dollars in additional funding to strengthen educational outcomes at historically black colleges and universities across the country. Again, the president is protecting the hard-earned benefits of the 2.4 million black veterans who honorably served in our nation's armed forces by reducing the backlog of veterans waiting for their VA benefits and for their home loans through the Department of Veterans Affairs. So there is a lot this president has done for all Americans, regardless of race. And he has absolutely been falsely called and smeared as a racist. And I'm happy to provide you those receipts. And we gladly will right after this briefing.
Wow. She fired off several of them without having to go to the binders of the notes. That's how well-informed the woman is. But she did exactly what she said she'd do. She'd go back and find some specifics. So let's pick it up again with a question, and now she's got her specifics in front of her.
Where or when does the president believe he's been falsely called racist?
You're kidding, right?
This is CNN Tonight. I'm Don Lemon. The president of the United States is racist. A lot of us already knew that.
Donald Trump is also very old and a racist and a neo-Nazi.
See, once they say it, it lives. You do know, of course, the symbol for Republicans is the elephant. And elephants never forget. The symbol for the Democrats, I want to be careful here because I have a lot of Democrat friends, but the symbol for the Democrats is a jackass or a mule or a donkey, whatever you want to call it. I preferred the first thing I said, considering some of the leftists. And then Obama came in and things supposedly going to be forever and ever good. No, it was not. He made things worse. And Hillary was sure that she would be able to step in and follow Obama. That didn't happen either. Former President Obama, in a post with a Real Clear Investigative reporter that claims that more than 1,000 hours of new audio and video compiled by the Columbia University in cooperation with the Obama Foundation, that Obama and his former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, in the 2016 presidential election were distraught over Trump winning. They were so distraught, according to the report, they literally broke down and cried in front of the White House staff. They were thinking after all they built, their accomplishment was at risk of being torn down by a con man and a clown. Now, the Western Journal noted that Sperry did not indicate whether the audio released publicly or whether these transcripts would be available based to back up what he claims. Former David Axelrod, a former Obama advisor and Hillary Clinton advisor, spoke about how during the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner, he heard Trump bragging to others about how he was in front of the polls. That was in 2011. And of course, Axelrod is the person that was supposed to go out and talk to the Hillary Clinton supporters the night she lost. She would not go out, so she sent him out to be gutted. So if you believe all this, he's a racist and he's bad. He shouldn't be in there. But here comes a voice of a woman who happens to be from Texas, speaking her mind and speaking the truth.
Well, I ditto. To God be the glory. And we're grateful for our president. He's doing some tremendous work. And I want to remind those that don't know that this was prophesied. So you weren't supposed to have the second term when it came about. This is your season. And God said that it was going to be rough the first 2 years and that things were going to happen. But then the last 2 years are going to be great.
Well, I hope
and
so.
Yes, you're going to do some tremendous things. And so for that, we thank you.
She's proud to have Trump as president and believes it's going to get even better. And it will if he continues to hold both the House and Senate. But therein lies an issue. We need to deal with that in our next segment coming up. You need to be aware how thin of a razor margin this is. We'll break it down for you as we move forward. And remember, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I got me a gal in Pekin. She's a good old gal, okay. Oh, she's sitting there waiting by a window fan on a long hot summer day. For every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
If you're looking at it from the perspective of the last year, Americans have done better. If you're looking at it from the perspective of the Biden administration, we're still digging out of the hole the Democrats put us in. And I think that the question we're going to put to the American people is, do you want to give the government back over to the people who frankly burned down the house and made most Americans much less wealthy and much less safe? Or do you want to double down on the president's leadership?
I will answer that, and I think I can answer for many of you. I want to double down on Trump's leadership. And everything basically is looking good. All the economic factors, especially if you take out the core factors, which would be food and gas. That's the way they always do it. And I complain about it when the Democrats do it, but I'll complain about it. Same thing when the Republicans do it, because you're taking out two of the biggest drivers of household expenditures, aside from the mortgage and insurance for it, our health insurance. But it's still better. And it does not appear we're going to see another rate hike, or if we do, only less than a quarter a point, probably, at the most, I should say, if we have another one. And we're about to lose the current Fed. He's going to be out, and Trump's appointee will be in. Now, the guy that runs the Fed, even though it's a political appointee, is supposed to be someone schooled in economics and not doing things and pulling levers to make the guy who appointed him look better. That's the way it's supposed to be. But you should always know how that guy gets the job. And if you see something that suggests, I think there's a little hanky-panky going on here. Call it out. But Trump leadership has taken us from what we were under the Joe Biden last year he was in office and the 4 years he served. We have dramatically changed the landscape of this nation. For one, we don't have massive numbers of illegals crossing our border illegally. In fact, we don't have any, or very small amounts. Maybe a truck gets through occasionally, or they sneak across in the dark of night, maybe. And many have self-deported. Trump administration has been offering numerous ways for them to choose to leave on their own so they won't have to be rounded up. If they're here illegally, they're still subject to being pulled off the street or out of their place of work. Many of them have self-deported already and taken their families with them. If they self-deport and then they decide they want to come back, they have a chance to do it. But if they're arrested and deported, there will be no coming back at any time, legally anyway. But these midterm races, I cannot stress to you enough. Now, if this is going to bore you, I'm sorry, but this is critical. Capital C, critical, as to what happens in the midterm. And Republicans, according to some of the latest surveys, are showing that Trump and Republicans in general are not doing as well because all of the base is deflated. And even in some of the most pro-Trump areas, supposedly, there's concern as to how many of the Trump base will even vote to show up. But it's a midterm. They don't seem to get that much out of it. It's not the Super Bowl game, that I understand. But it's more than just a scrub game between your favorite team going into Team A and Team B inside a particular team. It's legitimate. It's not spring baseball. It is a legitimate issue with consequences. According to Axios, in their view, and this is a leftist-leaning publication, I should say full entrenched left, but there are times he actually tried to do a legitimate job. They say in race after race, Democrats are outpacing their 2024 performance by double digits, a clear sign of a yawning enthusiasm gap, according to the way they write that. Remember the so-called red wave we were going to have? Didn't happen, did it? Not even a red wave, not even a red ripple. So we don't have that much control. Speaker of the House has to really do a lot of fast dancing to hold the Republicans he needs for something in particular, not let them go to the other side, and maybe pull some Democrats. The Democrats, they're one thing about solidifying. They are like granite. They lock together and lock their arms. We will not be moved. Of course, then occasionally you get someone like a Fetterman coming out, calling them out for being wrong on an issue. They dismiss him. But by the numbers that they have here, the Democrat candidates they've looked at compared to Harris's 2024 numbers, they're outperforming her by more than 10 points in state legislative districts that have held special elections already this year. Many Republicans apparently are tracing issues they have with Trump not being on the ballot in 2028. Get over it. Get over it. Get on with it. His name is not there. His legacy is, and what we're accomplishing in our nation is. Polls showing, according to this again, Axios, widespread dissatisfaction because of Trump's immigration crackdown. You see widespread distraction if you watch the leftist-leaning media. And, of course, anytime you have a brawl or a little fist fight in the street, that makes good TV. Folks staying at home just doing their normal thing, still caring about illegal immigration, but they're not going out in the street. That gets no coverage, not newsworthy. So-called silent majority. And in addition to the dissatisfaction Trump's immigration crackdown, many supposedly concerned with how he's handling the economy. Why? These tariffs have not destroyed our nation, as was predicted. In every tariff, he's worked to deal with the other countries. And they still pay, just not as much as we were going to hit them. But they also reduce tariffs on our goods going into their country. Looking at a specific, 12 days ago, on the 7th of this month, a Democrat won a South Louisiana State House district, 24-point landslide margin. It is. In 2024, that same district went to Trump by 13 points. That's a 37-point swing. But, of course, Trump was not actually running. And yet whoever was on the Republican ticket, standing in the shadow of Trump, hanging on to the coattails, make the most of it. Republicans won a special election for a conservative in North Central Oklahoma by 28 points, Oklahoma State House. Trump won the district in 2024 by 58 points. One GOP operative told Axios, "While it is tempting for many in our party to wish away these results, the pattern is clear. There is at least a current 10-point Democratic overperformance from Trump 2024, and is built on a fired-up Democratic base and a sleepy GOP base. This is not the time to start sleeping." One guy won a state Senate seat in North Texas, said, "Rather than attacking Trump, I'm focusing on lowering cost." He said, "Running against Trump wasn't my campaign, and I did get sizable support from Trump voters. All you have to do is say, I want to continue the things that are making our nation better." You don't even have to bring in Trump's name. And in some cases, that might get you more votes. If you put his name in, it might cost you some. Or aside from that, you'll get more just deciding, they're going to win and I'm going to stay home. Do not be that guy. Do not let your family, your friends, your neighbor be the guy that says, Trump's going to win it all over again. I'm not going to bother to go vote. Don't be that guy. There'll be a heavy, heavy price to be paid. Not just in that congressional district, but when they get together in the House as to how the entire House will be affected, and the Senate, and eventually the executive branch, the White House. You need to be voting. Coming up, a closer look at what could happen in the very near future with the U.S. headed into Iran.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. $20 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Top national security officials have told the president that the military is ready for any potential strikes as soon as this weekend. But as you noted, this timeline could be extended, and it's really important to highlight that no decision has been made. Sources also tell CBS News that Iran was discussed in the White House Situation Room yesterday, and we've learned all military forces deployed to the region are expected to be in place by mid-March. A second aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, is on its way as part of this significant military buildup that we've seen in the region. These latest internal discussions here at the White House come as the nuclear talks with Iran are still underway, these indirect negotiations. We saw the latest round earlier this week. They were described, you know, as largely positive, some progress made, even though the administration says they are still far apart on some of the big issues. Iran is expected to come back with another proposal in the next couple of weeks.
The next couple of weeks. They're going to always move the goalpost, put it deeper down the calendar. Trump is getting the point that we're not going to put up with it. He's made very clear they really need to come to a decision sooner than later, or we'll make the decision for them. We're not going to allow them to continue to build nuclear armaments to be used against Israel or us or the rest of the world. The nuclear watchdog agency inside the UN admits we have not been on site for those positions that had been bombed previously since that happened. Not been allowed to see what's going on. We don't know what they were able to protect, what they are still able to be doing. So we're getting to a point that Iran, you could say saber rattling, but they've got sabers to use. We want to make sure they don't get more, and what they do have does not go to the nuclear threshold. In the meantime, with the talk that you heard from that CBS report that something could happen this weekend, or certainly within the next 10 days, judging by remarks President Trump made the other day, the noose is tightening. In the meantime, Russia warning Iran, and all parties in the region, which includes us, exercise restraint and caution. I think we've been doing that. But the Kremlin spokesman said, Russia continues to develop relations with Iran, and doing so, we call on all of our Iranian friends and parties in the region exercise restraint and caution. We are indeed seeing an unprecedented escalation of tensions in the region, but we still expect political and diplomatic means and negotiations will prevail. We'd certainly like to believe that. You heard in that report, we have a new carrier group moving in, coming around the Mediterranean, headed up the Strait of Gibraltar, up Spain, and then into the region, the theater of what could come next. This is the USS Gerald R. Ford, the biggest aircraft carrier we have. It will be joining the Abraham Lincoln, three guided missile destroyers, They've been in the Middle East for a couple of weeks. We'll continue the talks, which we're doing, but we're going to continue to make sure we've got everybody ready. I'm looking here at a map with the Strait of Hormuz and everything around it. You got the Black Sea and you got the Mediterranean. The aircraft carrier Ford soon to be arriving. The Lincoln carrier already there. We got at least three destroyers in the region. Guided missile cruisers. Submarines. Aircraft on the ground and available from the planes. Everything from an F-A-18 to EA-18G Growler to the E-2D Hawkeyes, the Osprey, of course, attack helicopters, Patriot Defense Systems, a Reaper unmanned, not just spy, but and surveillance, but Reaper being a drone that can do exactly what it's indicating. It will reap vengeance. And everybody around the world's watching this. Listen to this response from a British spokesman, a former security advisor, on kind of what he expects Iran could do next.
Scenario number six is that Iran retaliates and using something called swarm tactics, in other words, masses of something, they're able to overcome the close-in defenses of U.S. warships and manage to sink a U.S. warship. And I remember one U.S. Navy captain telling me in the Gulf on board a warship, this was his nightmare. Now, they've got pretty good at close-in defense. They've, you know, an aircraft carrier doesn't just sail on its own. It's got destroyers, it's got all sorts of defensive means, and they've got cannons that can spit a huge amount of ammunition very fast to try and destroy things. But Iran has conducted a lot of exercises in asymmetric or unconventional warfare where it's looked at swarm techniques where they would launch not just dozens but hundreds of explosive drones picking on, say, one target.
Yeah, and that could get through. But the only real carrier they've ever destroyed is a mock-up built out of wood. Nothing to fight back against the Revolutionary Guard as they went to attack that carrier and sing and say, look what we did. If they want to point that out as a success of what they could do against our Navy Armada, that's going to be a costly, deadly mistake. But if Iran can bring down one naval ship, they will crow about it. You know that. But what happens also if Iran's current leadership is thrown out?
If they're able to sink a warship, that would be complete humiliation for the United States. Imagine as well if U.S. sailors and Marines were captured and paraded in Iran. I mean, this would be a nightmare similar to what happened to Jimmy Carter's presidency when he tried to rescue the captured U.S. diplomats who Iran had seized, and there was an abortive mission to rescue them in 1980 that ended in disaster. Scenario number seven, and this is the one that has really got people jittery in the region. The regime collapse. And what follows is chaos, with ethnic tensions coming up, bubbling up to the surface, the Kurds, the Baluchis, the Azerbaijanis, all looking after their own interests. So fissures that have been really papered over until now by the Islamic Republic starting to emerge, but also people getting their hands on weapons, scores being settled, the whole country descending into absolute murderous chaos.
And we can't have that either in the region. Again, the entire world is watching, and the word from Israel. One committee chairman said, we are in challenging times. There's no one who doesn't ask multiple times a day, when will there be a conflict with Iran? He's talking about the U.S. moving in. We're not going to put boots on the ground, but we're going to make sure they know you've been matched with the USA. And a former IDF military intelligence officer warning publicly, I would think twice about flying this weekend. In or out of Israel, I'm not sure where he's talking about, but I'll make it. I had Thought about it, but I have canceled my trip to Tehran this weekend. I'll just wait for another time, obviously. Meanwhile, in this nation, we have the leftists. They don't get the world picture, and they certainly don't get the stateside picture. They continue to do everything they can to fight against ICE. And one group that has surfaced is really distressing to me. I mean, it's gotten me on edge, and when I tell you who it is, you're probably going to be right there with me. Battling ICE, the Maryland governor, for one thing, he doesn't do anything to help ICE or any federal officers. Carolyn Leavitt, White House spokeswoman.
First of all, it's another despicable action by Governor Wes Moore. Why would you prevent your state and local law enforcement from cooperating with federal law enforcement? If you just ask them, to your point, if you ask a sheriff across the country if they want to have that level of cooperation and coordination with the federal government, of course they do. It makes their jobs easier. It keeps them out of hostile and dangerous environments. It allows them to detain illegal alien criminals who have committed heinous crimes in our country with the most safe circumstances possible. So the president, of course, continues to always stand on the side of law enforcement. And this is another just horrible and frankly political action taken by Governor Wes Moore. And unfortunately, the people of his state are going to reap the consequences of it.
Yep, they're going to suffer. They're going to suffer. And you got these other blue states doing the same thing. ICE agents just captured an accused illegal alien pedophile, previously freed by sanctuary state Connecticut. Indiana Senator Jim Banks wants a full investigation into foreign money being funded into anti-ICE groups. In the meantime, ICE making more arrests without the help of local authorities in these sanctuary cities. Aliens not just charged, but convicted of child abuse, manslaughter, sex crimes. Raise your hand if you want one of them to come live with you instead of being put in jail or deported. I don't see any hands going up. And if you do, do you really mean it? You just want to clown around with me? That's fine. I'll pick out one of these pedophiles, put them in your house. No, I'm not going to do that. Even if you're stupid, I'm not going to risk your children. Won't do it. But here's the group that has really put me over the edge on this. Every election period, you get a lot of information from the League of Women Voters. They bill themselves as the nonpartisan grassroots organization working to protect and expand voting rights, ensure everyone has the ability to do so. Founded back in 1920. The major activities, register voters, give them voter information, trying to boost voter turnout, and advocating for voting rights for all. That's all good. Often rely upon that. They do not take sides. They will give you a balanced report on each candidate and each issue. Maybe I need to correct that. Because now it looks like they have been sucked into the leftist horde. I'm looking at a piece, it was on a blog piece that came out a couple of days ago. I take it back, the 5th of this month. This appearing on the website for the League of Women Voters, titled, What's Happening with ICE and How to Fight Back? You cross the line with me right there. You're no longer giving information. You have a blog post telling how to fight back against ICE. They point out in this the writer, and it's, of course, a column-type thing, but it's still part of the League of Women Voters. Don't put it on there if you don't want to be associated with it. You're now associated with it. And they point out the communities across the country, in Minnesota and beyond, are living in fear as federal immigration agents patrol, surveil, detain, arrest, disappear. Give me a break. Disappear. Disappear, injure, and kill civilians. Agents are denying people their constitutional rights, undermining due process. This is the League of Women Voters. It appears on their page. I know members of the League of the Women Voters. I'm surprised they're not outraged over it. I should probably correct that. I haven't spoken to them since I saw this. Many of them might well be enraged, might drop their membership. All we want to do is inform the public, get the voters out, let them make the decision. This article is meant to not just slant, but push indoctrinate voters in one direction. It adds to the column by saying, this massive expansion and escalation pose a danger to our nation. We're witnessing firsthand the incredible power of everyday people to reject this assault on our communities, our Constitution, our democracy. And that's what's going on with immigration enforcement, pointing out that since the Big Beautiful Bill got passed, an unprecedented amount of funding to expand immigration and border enforcement. That's true. That is true. And may I share something with you? That's a good thing. It's a good thing. Oh, you want to go back to the old days, do you? You really don't. Neither do the leftist Democrats, the ones that got held hostage and kidnapped by the leftist. One other point, especially for Illinois and anyone, if you see an Illinois truck license plate passing you, the report shows 1 in 5 trucker licenses from Illinois are illegals. Be safe on the road. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.